The title of my message is, Have I Become as a Child? Have I Become as a Child? Many moons ago, i.e. last Sabbath, our Pastor Lewis gave us a message on the blessings that God gives us. And one of the main launching points for his message was this scripture where Jesus allows the little ones to come to him and he blesses them. And it's such a beautiful scripture because, you know, you can almost imagine the scene, right? Jesus around all of his disciples and people are trying to bring their little children onto him, you know, so that he could bless them, so that he could touch them, it says. And the disciples start to rebuke these people. And Jesus gets angry and says, do not forbid them to come to me. If you want, let's turn over there to Mark chapter 10. Mark chapter 10, we get to read this scene. Mark chapter 10. We're going to start in verse 13. Mark 10 and verse 13. Here, it starts here. Then they brought the little children to him that he might touch them. But the disciples rebuked them who brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was greatly displeased and said to them, let the little children come to me and do not forbid them. For of such is the kingdom of God. Assuredly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it. And he took them up in his arms, laid his hands on them, and he blessed them. And it's such this beautiful set of verses that we often read, you know, after the feast and we do the blessings of the little children. Yet this beautiful scene kind of has this underlying intensity to it. And you kind of see that in Jesus' response when he sees what the disciples are doing to these little children. Notice what it says in verse 14. It says, and he was, speaking of Jesus, was greatly displeased. He was indignant is another word that's used often to describe that word. He was visibly frustrated. And so what initially is this beautiful scene with these little children coming to Jesus is also the scene where Christ rebukes the disciples. And so we see this powerful contrast between the little children and the disciples. But as we were reading the scripture, the section of scripture last weekend, one line really hit me. And it's something that I've read over and over, and yet reading it last weekend, I paused and realized I wasn't exactly sure what it meant. You know, so often we do this thing when we're reading the Bible, I know I do for sure. I'll be reading through and it'll say something like really deep or profound or something that seems important, and automatically I kind of assume, well, I know what that means, and then I just kind of keep reading, you know? But when that scripture jumped out to me last week, I couldn't help but pause on that verse. Verse 15, Jesus, after being greatly displeased, after correcting his disciples and allowing the children to come to him, what he says is this, Mark 10, verse 15, if you're still there, assuredly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it. Will by no means enter it if you do not receive the kingdom of God as a little child. What does Jesus mean when he says we must receive the kingdom of God as a little child? You know, and as I meditated and read this scripture last weekend, I thought this is way more important than just a casual understanding and a casual explanation. Because literally, Jesus is saying, if you don't receive the kingdom in this way, you will by no means be able to enter it. And so based purely on this scripture, our ability to enter into the kingdom is directly hinged on receiving it in a childlike manner. And so understanding truly what that means is actually a pretty serious topic. This point was so important that Matthew, Mark, and Luke all have some variation of this verse in their Gospels. And so we have to ask ourselves this question, what does it mean to receive the kingdom in a childlike manner? Now, I do think if someone were to ask us a general question answer or general answer to this question, we'd probably be able to come up with a response, right? Because we know what children are like, and we could kind of draw those connections, which is fair, right? Christ doesn't actually say it out specifically in this section of scripture, and he leaves it kind of open-ended for us to meditate on. But I think anytime we're in a situation when we want to understand what is being communicated, the first thing we should always do is to look at the context and get as much data as we can get. So what is the context of this verse? Well, these people are trying to bring their little children to Jesus, and the disciples are trying to turn them away. So the natural question is, why are they doing that? Well, during the first century, children were people that had no status in society. They did not partake in religious practices. They didn't even have legal rights. So when these people are trying to bring their kids to Jesus, the disciples are turning them away because their rabbi is too important to interact with children. During that time, rabbis didn't interact with children because of the lack of the children's status. And so if you were to look at that context, the disciples are turning away children because of their low status within society. Which is interesting because this status divide, right? I mentioned that it's in the other Gospels, is even further emphasized in the Gospel of Luke. In the Gospel of Luke, in Mark that we just read, it says little children, right? I'm not going to have you turn to Luke, but in Luke, it doesn't say little children. It actually specifies it and says infants. It uses the word infants there, even further emphasizing and clarifying and amplifying the disciples' view on the differences of status. These infants aren't important enough for you to bring them to our rabbi, which explains why Jesus is so frustrated. At first glance, we could think maybe this is a commentary on how societies value children. Maybe Jesus is angry because his disciples aren't valuing the infants. And that could definitely be part of it. But it seems like the frustration of Jesus is more focused on the disciples. The disciples had such a high opinion of themselves and their rabbi that they didn't understand the essence behind what Jesus had been trying to teach them. And you could see that illustrated in Matthew's version of this when he uses Christ saying the same exact line. So if you would, we'll turn over to that one because it is the most unique out of the three. If you turn over to Matthew chapter 18. Each one, you know, has its own plot twist. Luke's twist was that it was talking about infants. But Matthew is the most distinct of these versions. In Matthew chapter 18, verse 1, notice the difference, right? The first ones we read was the disciples are the little children are coming onto Jesus and the disciples turn away. Notice how Matthew starts in Matthew 18. Verse 1. At the time the disciples came to Jesus saying, "Who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" Then Jesus called a little child to him, set him in the midst of them, and said, "Assuredly, I say to you, unless you are converted and become as little children, you will by no means enter into the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever receives one little child like this in my name receives me." Notice what Matthew does here that neither of the other two accounts do. He doesn't acknowledge the disciples turning away the children. He first refers to the disciples debating on who's the greatest in heaven. To which Jesus replies is that unless you are converted and become as a little child, you will not enter into the kingdom of God. And then he doubles down. Whoever humbles themselves, addressing their question, whoever humbles themselves as a child will be greatest in the kingdom. And then to address the importance of little ones, he says, if you receive a little one like this, you receive me. So when we go back to that original question, when Jesus says, unless you receive the kingdom of God as a little one, or unless you become as a little child, you will not enter into the kingdom. What does he mean? That response in the context of the disciples in this debate shows a message that is intertwined throughout all of Jesus' ministry. The disciples were so caught up with status, so caught up with being important and being great in the kingdom, that they did not realize what it takes to be important in God's eyes, what it actually takes to be great in the kingdom of God. They had seen Jesus eat with the tax collectors and the sinners. They had seen Jesus interact with the sick and the blind. They had seen over and over Jesus interacting and loving all of these people that were the low of the low in society. And yet they still tried to turn away the children because of the views that they had of themselves. They still didn't get it. And it makes sense why Jesus was so greatly displeased with them for their response here. And so I guess the question goes to us. Because although societal roles and statuses have changed over the thousands of years, the principle remains the same. How much do we prioritize status in the worldly sense? How much do we prioritize appearing as someone who is important? Because the command, the thing that entering into the kingdom hinges on, is that we become like children. That we become as someone who had no status and who isn't really concerned with their worldly status. Someone who is completely dependent on the power of their Father because they can't really do it on their own. Someone who receives a gift with the utmost joy. And so as I end my message today, I'd like to leave us with some questions to meditate on. Question number one. Do I view myself as important and prioritize myself being someone who has status in a worldly sense? Or do I view myself as a child whose status is directly connected to what God my Father thinks of me? Number two, do I view myself as someone who is completely in control of everything? Or do I trust that God the Father, God my Father, is in control? And lastly, do I receive God and the gifts he's given us with a feeling of love and thankfulness and joy as a child would, or with a sense of entitlement and pride? These are all questions that I think we should be meditating on, because if we don't, if we're not becoming like a child, and if we're not receiving the kingdom as a child would, then the warning is stark. We will not enter into the kingdom of God. This isn't just a casual request. This is something that is a necessary mindset that God commands. And so, brethren, let us pray and meditate and ask ourselves, have I become a child in the face of God?